Black Museum. Here, in the grim stone structure on the Thames, which houses Scotland Yard, is a warehouse of homicide. A warehouse where everyday objects, a piece of washline, a medicine bottle, an electric light bulb, all are touched by murder. Here's a telegram. That's a familiar object. Usually it says happy birthday or congratulations on your wedding or will arrive 10 o'clock train. This telegram was an urgent request to die.
Take this telegram, miss, please.
Yes, sir. Daily Star, come at once. 4:30 train, Waterloo, Bournemouth Central. Something will meet. Sorry, sir. What is this?
Car. Car will meet.
Today, this telegram can be seen in the Black Museum.
From the annals of the Criminal Investigation Department of the London Police, we bring you the dramatic stories of the crimes recorded by the objects in Scotland Yard's Gallery of Death, the Black Museum.
Museum, Scotland Yard's mausoleum of murder. Here lies death, arranged on shelves, in cabinets, ranked along the floor and on the tables. Death in many disguises. This oil lamp. This one was found in Time. There were others before it in other places, part of a baited trap. A house cat leaped, knocking over the lamp. Flames flared. Arson. When somebody dies in such a fire, arson becomes the murderer. Here's a bit of ribbon from a Christmas package. Shining, tinseled ribbon. The gift, unwrapped in pleasant anticipation, was death. A telegram. Here we are. It's a slip of yellow paper with familiar type pasted in stripes across its face. Urgent. Summons. One day this wire rested in a closed handbag on a woman's lap. She was riding on a train in response to the wire. The men sharing the seat with her smiled and started a conversation.
Going all the way to Bournemouth?
No, I'm getting off at Boscombe.
Oh.
This train does stop at Boscombe, doesn't it?
Well, I believe it does. I'm going through to Bournemouth myself, so I didn't pay particular attention.
Your holidays?
Well, in a way, I'm taking a day off to see some friends, then I'm going back to Southampton to catch a ship for a business trip.
Oh, it must be nice to have a life like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Mine's very dull.
Oh, well, then my guess is that, like some of the ladies I know, you find your gaiety in your hats.
My one extravagance.
Oh, yes.
I've always liked a pretty hat.
Just chit-chat on a train speeding southward from London. The gentleman contributed no information about his business. The lady didn't give her name. She did, however, volunteer.
I'm going down to Boscombe to cook for some people. That's what I do, cook.
And the time passed. Others entered the compartment of the train at various stops and left a little later, but that was all. And as the train slowed for Boscombe...
Here, let me, miss. That bag looks heavy. I'll get it down for you.
Oh, please don't trouble,
oh,
sir.
Oh, this is no trouble at all. There we are. Well, it's been pleasant chatting with you. Well, good luck on your new job.
And thank you, sir. And good luck on your trip.
Thank you, miss.
Beg pardon, miss. Are you the new cook for the Egans at Woodmere House?
Yes, I am.
Ah, then this way, please. Mrs. Egan told me to watch for you. I'm their chauffeur. I have the car. It's a fair way out, you see.
Oh, yes, the telegram said the car would meet me. Is it nice working for the Egans?
She put her luggage in the back of the big limousine, stepped into the front seat next to the chauffeur. A train pulled out of the Boscombe station just as the car moved away along the road. Apparently it was a fair ways out, as the chauffeur had put it. The road wound through the countryside. The land seemed to grow more and more bleak as they rode along. The sun dropped below the horizon. The young woman began to feel a little edgy.
Is it much further? Seems to be getting dark.
It not only seems to be getting dark, my girl, it is getting dark.
Well, you never told me if it's nice working out here.
You won't have any trouble if you're nice, that is.
If I'm nice?
I've got the master's and mistress's ears. What I say usually goes. Anyone who's not nice to me goes.
I don't understand.
You've worked before, haven't you?
Well, yes, of course. I have the very best of references.
In most places, it's the butler, isn't it? Out here, it's me.
I don't understand. Why have you left the road?
Because, my girl, I took you out this way for reasons of my own.
No, I came out here for a job as cook.
Forget that. Come here.
No, let go of me. I know you can't. You can't help to me. Not to me. It's someone else.
It's no one else. It's you, understand? Now be good. Be quiet.
That was all till the next morning. A farmer cutting across the empty fields found that they were not quite as empty as he'd supposed.
Here, what's this? You sleeping, miss? She's dead. Or this be for the police.
The farmer made it as fast as he could to the nearest telephone, and within an hour the police had arrived.
Very well, now. Suppose you repeat your story, sir.
You're Inspector Gardner. Well, they told me...
Yes, I'm Gardner, Scotland Yard. Go ahead.
Well, I was cutting across the field, save a few steps, like, and I come on her, lying like that. I went for help. That's all, sir.
You didn't touch anything? You didn't mess up the ground?
Oh, no, sir, nothing like that.
All right. Give the constable your name and address. Yes. We'll call you if we need you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
What do you make of it, Martin?
One of those things, Inspector. Murder by person unknown. After a bit of a struggle, it looks like.
Yes, ground's pretty well trampled. Any idea of the time of death?
Medical examiner can't say yet, sir. My guess is sometime after 7 o'clock last night. The rain stopped around 6:30. She's not even damp, sir.
Very good. I judge from the tire tracks, we'll get the make of tires and the size of the car easily enough.
Yes, sir.
You have her handbag?
Yes, right here, sir.
Yes. Well, she had an identity card. Ida Matthews, Streatham, London. We can check that quickly enough. Hello? It's a telegram. Daily Star. Come at once. 4:30 train, Waterloo, Bournemouth Central. Car will meet you. Expenses paid. Egan, Woodmere House, Boscombe. Yes, I've seen this sort of thing before. What are the odds, Martin? There is no Woodmere House nor any Egan hereabouts.
The odds were high. The inspector was